to stand on your feet. And if the kids, that you, if you guys want to go, take, dismiss the kids can go. But right now, I had asked the worship team to stay up, and we're just going to sing over this song a little bit, and we're just going to get into the presence of God. Okay, we're going to saturate ourselves. So I've got a couple scriptures I want to read to you. And we're going to let God take control tonight. Because I'm in no rush. You know, I got just till at least 8 o'clock tomorrow morning when we all got to go to work. So, let's all sing this song together.
In you, I trust.
Yes, Lord. We trust in you tonight, Lord.
In you,
yes, Lord.
I believe, and I believe.
Yes, Lord.
You're my healer. I believe you are all I need. Oh, I
yes, Lord. Father God, you are our healer. Yes, Lord.
And I believe you're my portion. And I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, Jesus, you're all I need. Oh, I believe.
In Matthew 4, 23, 24, it says, and Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Didn't say that he healed some of them. Didn't say that he picked and chose, but he said it healed them. You see, all types of people were healed. Because why? They believed. And that's what we're singing here tonight. Jesus. God, we believe you're our healer. We believe that you're more than enough. You see, the only way healing works is that we got faith in action. There's no magic dust or no sprinkling of this or that or anything of the sort. But it's when you apply your faith that you have in the Father, according to that scripture verse that Pastor Ken already talked about in Mark 11. But you got to have faith in God constantly. Amen? So I believe that God is most definitely still in the healing business. Because Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago, not just for our sin, but for our sickness also. It says in the Bible. It says in Scripture. But it says, by His stripes we were healed. So that's past tense. That means it's already been taken care of. You know what all we have to do? Is open up ourselves and receive our healing. Hallelujah. How are you guys feeling right now? Do you feel something stirring on the inside? Some of you came in here tonight with ailments in your body. Well, if you trust in God and believe in God tonight, you will leave here different than when you came in. You will feel changes in your body taking place. Sniffles have to go. Pains in your muscles and in your joints has to go. Stomach issues have to go. Back pain has to go. It all has to go. Why? Because we declare it and we command it in the name of Jesus. Amen? Do you believe that tonight? Okay, we got three people. All right, let's keep going here a little bit. You see, you look at that woman with the issue of blood. Her faith was, if she could touch the hem of Jesus' garment, if she could beat her way through the crowd, if she could make that point of contact, if she could touch Jesus, she would be healed. She had spent all of her money, everything that she had, she wasted it on doctors, on those that, you know, that were supposed to be able to make her better. She spent years like this, sick. But it took her faith in Jesus. How many of you tonight are willing to touch the hem of Jesus' garment? Willing to risk it all? Because, you know, here's a fact for you. Let me tell you something. She risked her life going out in public to go in that crowd. But she believed, she had faith in God. She believed that Jesus had the power to change her life. She could have been stoned to death because of what she did. Wow. But she was so determined that if she came in contact with Jesus, her life would be changed. Do you have that assurance tonight? That if you come in contact with Jesus, your life will be changed? Boy, this is a good sermon. Someone better be writing this down. Come on now. What's happening right now? How are you feeling right now? You starting to feel it stirring on the inside a little bit? All right, we'll keep going. We'll keep going. Is this good? I don't care if it's not. I'm going to be obedient to God. And so you can receive it if you want to or not. We're going to keep going here. Matthew 9:35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But you know what he done? He taught the word. He preached the word. And then the healing came after. So we back it up. Let's look at the scripture verse. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things shall be added unto you. You go after the things of God. You make sure your life is in line with what the word of God says. And God will take care of you. Amen? 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 Amen. Do you believe that? Yes. Tell your face. Because you know what? We can know it up here, but if we don't have it on the inside and we don't have it matching up, it's worthless. We got to stir ourselves up. So if you're in this place tonight and you came in here not feeling the way that you should be feeling, you came in here with ailments. I know some of you had requested to be anointed with oil. I'm going to ask you guys to come forward. I know you had asked. Come up, brother. Back there as well. Now, this is not a spectator sport. Church is not a spectator sport. Okay? I know when we go to hockey games, we might be watching the game, but we're cheering on like we're down there on the ice. Amen? And we get excited. Now, if there's anybody else in this place tonight and you need healing in your body, you get down here right now. Don't hesitate. Don't think twice. Just get down here. Come on. If you need healing in your body, I don't care if it's a cold. I don't care if it's a cough. I don't care if it's an ache or a pain. Come on. Nothing is impossible for God. If you got trouble with your ears, get here. Come on. Trouble with your head, come on. Come on. Don't miss out this opportunity. You get down here right now. This is what we're going to do. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Yes. Yes. Come on. Come on. If you got something wrong in your body, you get down here. It's nice. We're having an after service before the service even begins. Amen. Come on. This is. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes. 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 Come on. Stir yourselves up right now. Stir yourselves up right now. Come on. If you're up here in the front, you stretch your hands towards heaven right now. Put your hands towards heaven if you're up here. Stretch your hands up. Yes. Father God, we believe you are our healer. Father God, we believe that you are more than enough, Father. Father God, we believe that by his stripes we were healed. Anybody else? Anybody else? You got ailments in your body. You need to get some medicine from Dr. Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes. Yes. Come on. Stir it up. Come on. Those of you in the congregation, stir yourselves up. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. The devil's a liar. He's whispering in your ears right now. He's saying you are sick. This ain't real. This ain't going to happen. But guess what? The devil's been defeated. The devil is a liar. Come on. Come on. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Yes. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Yes. We're not ready yet. We're not ready yet. Keep it going. Keep it going. Yes. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yes. Woo. Yes. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's it. You just start thanking Jesus right now. Those of you here in the front, you just start thanking him right now that it is done, that you have your answer. Scripture says, let your answer be yes and amen. It is done. It is complete. It is finished. Amen. That disease has to go. That sickness has to go. That ailment has to go. Yes. 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 Come on. Here we go. All right, guys, we're going to do this. Don't stop. Come on. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you right now for healing in her body, Lord. And Father God, you know what the situation is. We thank you right now. You're ministering to her. Oh, healing power flowing right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Just receive it now. Just receive it now. That's it. Just receive it. Just receive it. Just thank him for it. Thank him for it. Thank him for it in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive it. Whoa! Oh. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you. We thank you that it is done. Ho, she on the ho. Ho. Oh. Yes. There it is. There it is. Whoa! Whoa. Oh, no. Yep. Whoa. Come on. Whoa. No. Come on. One more time. Whoa. Whoa. Receive it. Receive it. Don't fight it. Yes, that's it right there. Father God, I pray for my brother right now. Lord, you see the situation, you see the pain, but it has to go in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that his foot is going to work, that it's going to be good, the leg's going to be good. Healing now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. Oh, oh, receive it, brother. Receive it, brother. Receive it, brother. Receive it, brother. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Whoa! Whoa! Oh! 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 Yes! Whoa! Yes, Lord. We thank you right now. Healing. 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 Yes! Yes! Receive it! Receive it! Receive it! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Whoa! Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now for healing. Father God, you see what's going on. But Lord, you got it under control. And Father God, nothing is impossible for you. So Father God, we thank you right now for a cure. Father God, we thank you for the body to line up with your word. And Father God, things work as they're supposed to work in the name of Jesus. But Father God, you are making a way. You're doing a creative miracle in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, and it is done. We thank you that it is done. Yes. We thank you. It is done now. It is done. Woo! Yes. Father God. Oh, Lord. We thank you right now. This battle has to be over. That it is done. That this body is healed. It is made whole. Everything is lining up with the Word of God. Yes. Everything. Every cell, every fiber has to work properly in the name of Jesus. Yes. Receive it. Yes. Yes, Lord. We thank you right now for your healing power in his life. Whoa. Father God, I thank you. Increase in his life right now, Father. Whoa. Come on, church. Whoa. Receive it. Yes. Come on. Open yourself up. Just receive it. It's right there. Yeah, it's coming. Come on. Whoa. Let loose, brother. Let it happen. Hey. Whoa. She under the boss. To. He under the boss. She under the boss. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Receive it. Receive your healing right now. Just take it right now in the name of Jesus. Yay! He under the robot. Receive it. Never the same. Every nerve, every muscle, every joint, everything working as it should. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Pain has to go. Yes, numbness has to go. Yes. Oh. Woo. Yes. Oh, Lord. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Pain has to go. Discomfort has to go now. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Oh, just receive it. Just receive it. Open yourself up. Nothing is impossible for God. Oh. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I thank you for broken bones being healed right now. I thank you things being fixed right now. Being put back together. Stretch your arms towards heaven. Just start thanking them right now. Lord, I thank you right now that this is fixed in the name of Jesus. That bones are healed. Made stronger. Made whole in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For your miracle, your God's creative power. Thank you, Lord. Yes! Receive it, buddy. Receive it. Yes! Woo! Yes. All right. Now, how many of you up here, you feel better now than when you first came up here? You actually feel something different in your body. How many of you actually feel something? Whoa. Just raise your hands again. Wow. See? God's creative power. God's healing power. Now, some people are healed instantly. Some people, they're healed as they went away, Scripture says. So, if you never instantly felt something, that doesn't mean that God didn't do it. Amen? You know, God does it different ways. And that's the exciting part. And so I believe that you guys received what you came up here for. And so what we have to do now is we have to thank him for it. We got to thank him that it is done and that we have the answer and that what we came here believing for, it is done. Amen? We have our healing. Let's just thank him right now. Come on. I want the mightiest praise, the biggest praise that we can stir up on the inside of us right now. Let's just, come on, everybody in the sanctuary. Everybody in the sound of my voice. Come on. When I get to three, I want us to start praising God. I want us to start thanking God so big that we're going to shake the basement in this church. Come on. One. Come on. Let's start stirring ourselves up. Come on. We're going to thank God so much. Two. Come on. We're so excited that God is our healer. God is our provider. Three. Come on. Hallelujah. Strength. Lord, I thank you right now that his back is lined up with your word. Come on, stretch your hands towards Nathan right now. Father God, we thank you that the doctors are good, but Jesus is better. Amen. And so, Father God, we thank you. Pain has to go. Father God, we thank you. Miracle signs and wonders happen. Strong back, strong muscles in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I don't know about you, but I'm glad I come to church. We could go home right now, but it's too early. Party's only starting. If that's the way you start a message, how are we going to end it? Whoa. If you can make your way back to your seat, feel free to do that if you can. If you can't, I totally understand. Music team, don't go too far away on me. We're not done yet. Whoa. Vanessa, you can stay there and just give us some nice little bit of stuff there. Wow. God is so faithful. God is so big. God is so awesome. Every day I'm amazed that he's given us this life to enjoy. And he's given us so many gifts and so many blessings, you know? And isn't it awesome? See, God did not design us to be broken. God did not design us to be disgusted and broke. God designed us to reign as kings in life. Amen? You see, we're supposed to be sharing this with other people. I'm going to look around for a second. I'm going to challenge each and every one of you to look around this room. I see empty chairs. We shouldn't see empty chairs in a church. We should see places that we're looking for extra chairs. So we got to set up screens and TVs in different parts of the church because people are flocking to the church. Amen? That people are coming no matter what's going on, if the senior pastor is there or not. Oh, that's a nerve. I'm going to speak the truth here tonight. Why? I don't know. I'm just getting bold all of a sudden. But come on now. You see, God's got a call on us for us to do something. The message that I might actually get to some of it, but I was going to call it, Are You the Solution? Are you the solution? In the book of Acts, we see that the 12 apostles, they were faced with a situation. And that they were called to the ministry and they're supposed to be doing something. They're supposed to be spending time in prayer, studying, preaching, teaching, and doing what God had called them to do. But there arose an issue among all the people. Now, the church was growing rapidly. But now there arose an issue with some of the people of that time. And that some of the widows and some of the less fortunate people were being overlooked during meal times. See, back then, they fed everybody. But it seemed like there was some, they weren't really sure, they were arguing about treatment, whatever. So the 12 disciples gathered among themselves and said, look, we need to get some guys here to help us. Because we're supposed to be doing what God has called us to do, but if we're being taken away and not being able to do what God has called us to do, the church is not going to be able to do what it needs to do. Come on! And so if we're not, if ministers aren't topped up and not ready, they can't do what God has called them to do. Whoa, getting quiet in this Pentecostal church. And so what ended up happening, I'm giving you the Steve version here now of the story. And what ended up happening here in Acts 6 is that they chose 7 men. Now these guys, they weren't just some guys that were walking down the road or they just grabbed from a bus stop somewhere. You know? Oh, look, you got 2 feet and a heartbeat. Let's use you. No. Sometimes, in some areas, in some churches, that's what ends up happening. And there's no training. The people haven't proven themselves. And so what ended up happening was that these guys, they had a good report. Let's just turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 6 real quick. Let me just read this to you. In verse 1, it says, "But as the believers rapidly multiplied," I'm reading from the New Living Translation. "But as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. The Greek-speaking believers complained that the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food." Now, we can't have no rumblings in the church about food. Come on now. Christians can't get together without grub. It's just the way it goes. "So the 12 called a meeting of all the believers, and they said, 'We apostles should spend our time teaching the word of God, not running a food program. And so, brothers, select 7 men who are well-respected and are full of the Spirit and wisdom.'" Now, you see that? There's some criteria here. They had to be well-respected and full of the Spirit and wisdom. Now, we're seeing helps ministers here being chosen. And like I said, not because they got a heartbeat and 2 feet, but because they have a desire and a heart to serve. And because they are willing to do what needs to be done. They have a good report. So as I was reading this scripture, I read this passage a couple times this week as I was preparing for this. And I started looking at my own self and I was like, you know what? Am I a faithful person? Is my report good? When people look at Steve, do they see a man that's, you know, he's okay? That they'd like to be around him, that they like for him to help out, or somebody that, you know, whatever. Yeah, he's a scoundrel, that guy. And I really challenged myself on this. And I actually ended up having to correct myself in areas in my life. Where I might not have been the most nicest person, where I struggle with things. We'll keep reading here. Verse 3, "And so brothers, select 7 men who are well-respected and full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will give them this responsibility. Then we apostles can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word." Everyone liked this idea, and they chose the following. Stephen, just saying, "a man full of faith," oh boy, "and the Holy Spirit." And that's the way they spell my name. My parents actually spelled my name that way too, so I'm a little special. I'm in the Bible. Philip, Prochorus, Natgor, Timon, Pharmenius, Nicholas of Antioch, and an earlier convert to the Jewish faith. "These 7 were presented to the apostles, who prayed for them as they laid their hands on them." Now, we've seen around here when different people's been put in. Quite recently, I'm thinking about when Nathan was put in place to take over some of the working with Spirit Alive and also with the new program, we got the spot. You know, and when pastors, when they came up and we laid hands on him and Kelly. And that's a symbol. That goes way, way back. Like, that's like ancient Jewish tradition thing of showing that we're blessings. There's someone's being set apart. And that they're being set apart for the ministry, laying on of hands. And so that's what these guys, this is not to be taken lightly. Well, I'm just an usher. I'm just a children's worker. You're a minister. I'm a camera operator. I'm a guitar player. I'm a sound person. I'm this, I'm that, you know. You're a minister. And it's not a job to be taken lightly. You see, if we want God to be flowing with these gifts and these things in our lives, if we want healing to be alive in our life, if we want the righteousness to be bubbling out, if we want the authority of the believer flowing through our lives and being active in our lives, well, we have to know who we are in Christ. And you see, we have to be this type of person, a person of good report, a person full of the Spirit and wisdom. Wow. That's very interesting, isn't it? You see, God wants His children, His people, to be successful. He don't want us to be second rate, second class, nothing of the sort. See, God created us to be awesome. God created each and every one of us just to be amazing. And we have to tell ourselves that. Because when you get up in the morning and look in the mirror, you know, it's not always the most amazing thing you see, is it? But God sees, yeah, but God sees what his prized possession. See, man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart, Scripture tells us. And so our heart condition needs to be what the word condition is. And so our hearts and the way we act and the way we speak and the way we do things need to reflect on what God's put on the inside of us. Amen? Is this good? Are you getting anything? Verse 7, so God's message, now this is what happened when these guys started to go to work. In verse 7 here. So God's message continued to spread. The number of believers greatly increased in Jerusalem, and many of the Jewish priests were converted too. There was a change that took place because people started pulling their weight and started doing what needed to be done. They didn't argue about it. They didn't say, no, I can't do that. They said, yes, I will do that. You see, if we want to be a successful helps minister, if we want to be a successful person that's going to help out the pastors and do what God has called us to do, we need to be willing to do whatever. Pastor Ken and myself, we've done all types of crazy stuff since we've been here. You know? We've done all types of funny stuff. But that's okay. It's not all about preaching and teaching and laying hands on the sick and all those things. That's a very, 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 very small amount of what we actually do, isn't it, PK? But you know what? God has called us to the ministry. To be here, to support Pastor Roma, to support Faith City Church, and to make it hard for people to go to hell in the city of Thunder Bay. I'm not sure if you're hearing me. Because if you're a part of this church, our job, our mandate is to go teach people faith. And by teaching them faith, that means their lives are getting changed and transformed. And that means that they're becoming born again. Their lives are being healed. Families are being put back together, being restored. Addictions are being broken. People are being set free from bondages. Come on now. All these things are taking place because we're being obedient to God's word. The more we work together, 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 the more we work together, the happier we'll be. We used to sing that in church, in Sunday school, when I was a little boy growing up. And you know, it's so true. Because I can't do my job without Pastor Ken. I can't. And you know, we can't have a worship team without Lisa and without Vanessa and without the singers. You know? It'd be nice to come up and have a worship service and all of a sudden there's no one up there. Well, boy, wouldn't that just be the most horrible worship set ever? But see, we need the singers. It's nice that we can send our kids out to kids' church in order to get ministered to. But what if nobody wanted to be in children's ministry? Come on. What if we had nobody come and clean the bathrooms or clean the floors? Come on. Oh, my goodness, that would be so disgusting. Ew. What if nobody was willing to do those things? To pull up our sleeves. To be the solution. So once again, I'm going to ask you the question. Are you the solution? God's the solution to our problems. God is the answer to our issues. Because he's already taken care of it. But now, Scripture tells us, let's look over in Ephesians real quick. Let's look at this. Ephesians chapter 4. Are you guys getting anything out of this tonight? That's good. Verse 7, we'll start there. Ephesians 4, verse 7 to 11. However, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. God has given each and every one of us something that we can do. It said he has ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives, and gave gifts to his people. How many people in this place belong to God? Raise your hand if you belong to God. God has given you gifts, talents, things that you're able to do. Not to be selfish, but to bless others. Scripture also tells us that we're not supposed to neglect the assembling together. What does that mean? That means that we're not supposed to not come to church. We're supposed to come together as a body of believers. If you belong to Faith City Church, you need to be here when the doors are open. You heard me? Why? Because this is your family. Scripture also tells us that we're supposed to go back to our own company, belong to our own company. What's your own company? People that are like-minded. I'm sorry, I've hung out with people that, you know, they're not like-minded as me. They don't think about the things of God. I can handle it for a little while, but then it gets to the point to where it actually starts draining on me. When you're hanging around people all day long and it's all negative, and it's like just like garbage coming, filth coming out of their mouth all the time, you know, it's draining, is it not? So sometimes it's like I'm barely making it to church because I need to get topped up. I need to be around people that actually love Jesus. That people actually got a desire to serve. That people that's got good attitudes. I need that. Us pastors, we're surrounded by all types of people all the time. It's not all roses, I guarantee it. And you'd be surprised on what pastors and ministers have to go through. Bible school didn't prepare me for it. But look, the cool thing is that when we're working together as a team, turn over here, still Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Instead, we speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of the body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly, as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. What does that mean? We can't operate without you. You can't operate without us. We're a family. We're the body of Christ. And so God has jointly fit us together the way it needs to be. Dan, you're a welder. And in order for you to make things fit right, you have to do some shaving. You have to make it work together. And then you put a bead on it and you make it stick together, right? And there's a lot of work that goes into that. You're a craftsman. I've seen his work. It's fantastic. It's very meticulous work that he has to do. And so in a natural realm, for a man to take time to do good work, it takes time. God is still working on each and every one of us, making us craft us, mold us, shape us, so that we can fit in and do what we're supposed to be doing. Because if he made something the wrong way, it's not going to do its job properly now, is it? And then the whole machine could fall apart. Amen? And so the same thing applies to us. If we're not hooked up with the body of Christ, if we choose to do something on our own, well, then the machine is not going to work. Pastor Ken's got a motorcycle. If one of his pistons in his motorcycle decided, I'm not going to work today. Nope. I'm done with spark plugs firing gas at me and spark on top of my head. I'm done with that. I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to stay down in the bottom here. He ain't going to go very far now, is he? It's a waste of a beautiful Honda. Honda Davidson. Stretch your hands towards Pastor Ken and believe for that Harley right now. He sends me pictures of bikes every now and then. It's nice ones, man, I guarantee it. It's like your car. If one of your four wheels decides, I don't want to spin today, you ain't going nowhere. I had that happen this past winter in my pickup truck. We were plowing, and all of a sudden, I went to go in reverse, and she wouldn't go. Transmission was fine. Drive line was fine. One of the brake calibers vibrated a bolt out, and every time I go in reverse, the brake caliber would flick up and lock into the rim and cause the truck to stop. It's fun when you're trying to back up and you're doing donuts. What in the world's going on here? But you see, when that part stopped, I couldn't do my job, which was clear snow. A little bolt, a part that's less than a dollar, stopped a full operation and caused much grief because it refused to do its job. It didn't hold. This is how crucial each and every one of us is. Because if we refuse to do what God has called us to do, you're hurting the kingdom of God. You're not a solution, but you're being a problem. And we are called to be a solution. Amen? We are called to be the solution. We have a job that we're supposed to be doing. We have talents. that we can be doing. Now, here's something else, too. You might not always get to do what you're best at. You might have skills that, you know, we might not need right away. We've had people, you know, it's like, well, where do you need me? What do you need? Well, we need somebody to clean. Well, I'm above that. Wow. I've seen Pastor Ken. He's one of the pastors here. I've seen Pastor Ken go around with a scrub brush and mop more than once. I've seen him this week cleaning. I've done it myself, gone around. My wife go around cleaning. I've seen Pastor Roma out here painting, cleaning, scrubbing, grinding. Wow. And then someone's got nerve enough to say, well, I'm above that? Come on now. You see, that's not a good attitude now, is it? See, that's not being a solution. That's being a problem. Every joint supply. You have a job to do. You have something that you're capable of. Everybody can do something. You know, there's different ways you can help. Which is exciting, amen? We should be excited. Woohoo, I got an opportunity to do something. Because you're not doing it for Pastor Romy. You're not doing it for me. You're not doing it for Pastor Ken. You're not really doing it for the church. You're doing it unto God. Amen? Guaranteed, if the Lord Jesus showed up in this place and asked you to go grab one of those toilet wand thingies and go in there and start scrubbing, you'd be in there before you have the words out of your mouth. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You'd be in that throne room, I guarantee it. Come on. Amen? You wouldn't have to ask me twice. I'd make that porcelain throne shine so bright, you'd be able to see your reflection from the sleeping giant in it. Amen? Amen? But you know what? That's the way we're supposed to be anyhow, because we are doing it unto God. So if you're playing music, if you're crawling around with the babies, if you're back there doing multimedia stuff, even if you're cleaning the floor, serving coffee, doing whatever, you're doing it as if it's unto God, because that's exactly who it's unto. Amen. Like these guys here, we have to make sure that we are of good report, full of the Spirit and wisdom. That means we've got some growing up spiritually to do. That means that we cannot be doing the same things that we used to be doing. That means if we want to fulfill the call of God upon our lives, that we have to change our actions, our mouths, the way that we speak, the things that we think about, the stuff we watch on TV, the music that we listen to, some of the people we hang out with. It has to change. Amen. If we want to be success. If we want to be pleasing and doing what God has called us to do. Amen? As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow. I'm going to use the worship team as an example, because a lot of us up here, we can play different instruments. We interchange. Some people can sing. Some people can play. You know, we interchange. And we're always helping each other grow and develop their skills. You know what I mean? Because if I don't know how to do something, well, then I'll ask Nathan or whatever. Or Vanessa, if I'm not sure about something. Or, you know, Lisa. Or, you know, we're not afraid to ask because we're helping each other grow. And we'll challenge each other. We will. We'll have a good laugh about it because we always make mistakes. You know, the worship team is such a machine. Because when you work together, you make beautiful music. And you get done what needs to be done. In children's ministry, I love growing down there with the 6 to 9 class and hanging with those kids and even the preteens, the teenagers. I love that. But I can't do that without my helpers. I can't do it without my wife. She keeps me in line, I'm telling you. And she keeps a schedule. She tells me what I'm doing, how I'm supposed to do it. She makes sure. Because we're a team. We're a unit. We work well together. Amen? So what about you? Are you a solution? You what God's called you to do? Stand on your feet. We could go all night. I know we already had a healing time, a hooting and hollering time. We can still have that. But I feel that God is working on people's hearts right now. I feel that maybe somebody this might have actually spoke to you a little bit. Maybe it was just for me. But altar call number two. I'm taking my water this time. You say, well, Pastor Steve, you know what? I've really struggled. I've really had issues with finding my place, what I'm supposed to be doing. I've been not necessarily doing what I should be doing. I need a tune-up. I need to get, you know, I need to make sure I'm on track with God. I need to make sure that my relationship is where it needs to be. I need to grow up spiritually. I need to make sure that I'm willing to do what God has called me to do. I need to make sure that I am on the rails with God. I'm on that right track. Now, not to embarrass anybody, do nothing of the sort, but it's just something about making that faith step and stepping out. Because you always feel a lot better when you step out. And when you make that confession and say, you know what, God, that's me and I need change. Something about that. So we'll do this real quick. But if you're in this place now, and you might have come up here already, that's fine. But you're in this place and you say, well, Pastor Steve, you know what? I think I need to get back on track. I need to be helping out and serving. There's more I can be doing. But I need to get things right on track with God. I want some clarity. I want to get myself adjusted. I want that touch of God. I want to commit myself over to the Father tonight. I want to make sure that I'm on track with Him 110%. If that's you, I want you to make your way down here, if that's you. Come on down. Nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to, but yeah, just come on down. Come on down. Thank you. Look, see, some, come on. This is for everybody in this place. Come on. Come on. You feel like, you know what, I've been dragging my feet a little bit. I need to get back on track with God. Come on. Come on down. If you feel you've been dragging your feet, you feel like you've been towing an anchor, come on. Get down here and stand in front of me. Come on. Come on. Come on. Worship team, I'll ask you guys to come back again. Told you not to go too far. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. If you feel you've been dragging your feet, you haven't been doing what you've been supposed to been doing. You need to get hooked up in the church. You need to make sure that God is on, that you're on the right side. You're on God's side. Come on, anybody else? Anybody else? Come on. Yeah. Thank you for your honesty. Come on. Anybody else? This is good tonight. Man, God is doing some awesome stuff. God's doing, wow. God, you're awesome. If you're in this place and you never came up here, you stretch your hands towards heaven. Like I said, this is not a spectator sport. You're in your seat. You're dealing with God right now. You're talking to God. You're praying for our brothers and sisters up here, for strength for these guys, for guidance, for clarity of thought, Lord. Now, Scripture said a couple things there. It said that they had a good report. They were full of the Spirit and wisdom. Now, before I go any further, is there anybody in this place and you have not been filled with the Holy Spirit? Right there, okay. Anybody else? Because if you want to do what God wants you to do, that's something very important. You got to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Anybody in this place? You might need that refresher. Maybe it's been a while. Come on, if that's you, Okay. Oh, I can feel it up here, man. Oh, it's good. It's good. Amen. Amen. All right. And one more thing to come up on. If you're in this place and you don't know Jesus, you say, well, Pastor Steve, you know what? What you've been saying is good, but I need to have Jesus in my life. I want to be on board. I want that salvation. I want that power alive in me. I want to be born again. I want my life to be changed and transformed. If that's you, you come on down here as well. Ask your neighbor if you're sitting by someone. Ask them, are you ready? You love Jesus. Ask your neighbor. Amen. There you go. All right. Well, guys, those of you that are up here, look at me for a second. The big, bold statement you've made here tonight. Tonight, you're declaring, never the same, that your lives are going to be committed to Jesus. That you're going to haul up your socks. and that you're going to do what he wants you to do. That you're getting rid of that old anchor that's dragging you back, and that you're going to start doing what God has called you to do. That you're going to help support, lift up, pray for, be a part of. Doesn't matter what. Saying, God, take me, use me. Your will be done, not mine. That's big. That's big. So everyone in this place, you stretch your hands, you start praying. We're just going to lay hands on our brothers and sisters here. And we're going to believe for the Holy Spirit to do what he needs to do here in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Never the same. Never the same. Yes. 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 Yep. There we go. Just receive it, buddy. Just receive it, buddy. Just receive it. Yep. Yep. Whoa. Yep. There you go. Father God, we thank you. Yes. 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 Oh, she under the robot so to 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 to. He under the robot, she under the robot so ta 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 ta. Oh, yep. Whoa. That's it. Holy Spirit. Oh. 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 Just start talking to God. Just start talking to God. Oh. 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 You're feeling it, aren't you? Yep. Now put a voice to it. Start speaking it out right now. He under the robot, she TTT. He under the robot, so to to to. He under the robot, so to to. That's it. That's it. He under the robot, she under the robot, so to to. He under the robot, so to to. Speak it out. Come on. Woo! That's it. Speak it out. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep speaking it out. Keep speaking it out. Keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. Oh, 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 Holy Spirit, we just thank you right now. You're just filling this girl. Oh, oh, there you go. There you go. You feel bubbling on the inside. Now put a voice to it. Start speaking it out right now. Start putting a voice to it. He under the robot, she TTT under the da da. He under the robot, so come on, speak it out, nice and loud. He under the koto, speak it out. Yes, yes, come on, yes, yes. He under the robot, she under the robot, sa pa 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 pa. He under the robot, she under the robot. He under the robot, so to 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 to. Whoa. He under the robot, she under the robot, sa ta 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 ta. He under the. That's it. Keep going. Keep going. The devil can't stand it. Keep going. He under the robot, so to 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 to. Be she under the. Yep. He under the. Be she under the robot, so to to. He under the. Be she under the. He under the robot, so to to. Oh. Yep. That's it. More, Lord. More, Lord. He under the robot, so to 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 to. Be she under the. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Whoa. 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 Yes. Woo. 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 Yes. 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 Just receive it. That's it. No holding back.
No turning.
Whoa.
No turning.
Come on. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Yep. Oh. 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 That's it. That's it. More. More. Come on. Oh. Oh. He under the robot. He under the robot.